Good afternoon, friends. Thank you for giving of your time to join us for another daily devotional. You know, back in the mid-1990s, whenever I was learning to drive in a little 205, remember the driving instructor used to have all of these quaint sayings that sort of have stuck in my mind ever since. And one of them was, never trust an indicator. You know, when you're sitting at a T-junction and you're trying to get out onto the main road and you see a car coming down and maybe there's cars behind it, but he's got the indicator on, indicating that he's going to turn in. Sometimes I'd have began to edge out and then the driving instructor would have pushed the brakes and the dual controls and shouted at me, never trust an indicator. Time will prove whether he's going that direction or not. It's good advice. Sometimes a person maybe has their indicator on unwittingly. Maybe they've left it on. Maybe it's a fault and it shouldn't be on and they don't know that it's on. Or maybe they've put it on too early or left it on too late. We don't know, but never trust an indicator. That's good practice for driving. But you know, in a spiritual sense, that same principle holds good. Never trust an indicator. People can say whatever they want and they can indicate that they're walking with God and they're on the right road that leads to heaven. Pilgrim's Progress is full of people that had the indicator on, but they weren't travelling the narrow way by the wicket gate to the celestial city. And so it is in this world of ours today. Never trust an indicator. Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the end of the Sermon on the Mount, made some very solemn statements. They're amongst some of the most solemn in all the Word of God. He said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out devils in your name, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. You see, the indicator was on. They were indicating we're believers, we're Christians, we're children of God. We do all of these things, but they weren't travelling the right direction. They were still in the broad road. They hadn't repented of their sin. They were trusting in themselves, their own ability, their own works, their own skill, their own service. But they weren't trusting in Christ, even though they were using his name. The direction that a person is on, the direction they're going, that's the indicator. Not what they say, not what whistles and bells they use, but the direction, the road that they're traveling. You know, Demas is spoken of, a man called Demas in 2 Timothy 4:10. He had stood with the Apostle Paul and witnessed with the Apostle Paul and preached with the Apostle Paul. And then as Paul wrote his last letter to Timothy, he said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I'm not sure who it was. It might have been Bishop J.C. Ryle was asked the question, what about Demas? Is Demas going to be in heaven? He seemed to stand up for so much, say the right things, do the right things. But the last time Demas was spoken of, Paul said, he's forsaken me. He's gone back. He's loved this present world. And that man of God says, well, where Demas is in eternity, nobody can say for sure, but we can say this. The last time we saw him, he was going the wrong direction. Never trust an indicator. It's by their fruit ye shall know them. The direction they're traveling. Are you walking with God today? Are you traveling with God? Are you going the right direction? Or do you just have a kind of profession, just an indicator? Yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe the right things. I've said a prayer. But what about your walk? What road are you traveling? Are you walking with God? Don't take it at face value. Never trust an indicator. God bless you and make sure you've got reality in these days.